There's our school bell, and you know what that means. Go get your Bible. It's time to attend another class of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we've been studying about Abraham, particularly this lesson about Abraham's faith. And Abraham's known as a man of faith. We'll be looking at Abraham's faith and what it did. Because faith in the Bible is something that does something. When you say people had faith, it doesn't mean they just believed. It means they believed enough to act on what God said. In fact, you might say that faith is taking God at His word and then doing what God said to do. And a lot of time people like to leave the doing part off of it, but not Abraham, as we will see here in just a moment. You may want to get your Bible and be turning to Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to be reading some from Hebrews 11, but then also we'll return to Genesis. We'll probably complete this lesson on Abraham's faith, and then begin another lesson that is entitled Joseph, the Preserver of His People. You see, we're studying about the lives and lessons of great men and women of the Bible. Beginning with Abraham, and the second life we'll study is that of Joseph. So go get your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 11, and while you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And to help us in our program, we are bringing back the voice, at least as far as the content, of E.A. Elam, who wrote Sunday school lessons for your grandparents and your great-grandparents. This is a Sunday school lesson that he had prepared for the Sunday of April the 8th, 1923, on the life of Abraham. And as we were bringing this lesson to a close at the last class session, we were talking about how God had blessed Abraham so that Abraham became very rich. In fact, in Genesis 13, in verse 2, it says, Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And Genesis 24:35 says that Jehovah hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And so Abraham was very rich, being blessed by God. And Abraham was a man of faith. Let's read this from the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And then Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 17. By faith, Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yea, he that had gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son, even he, to whom it was said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise up even from the dead, from which he did also receive in a figure him back. And so that's Hebrews chapter 11, 17 through 19. Abraham is a glorious example of faith. His example clearly demonstrates what faith is and shows the power of faith under the most severe trials. He is called faithful Abraham in Galatians 3 and verse 9, the father of all them that believe in Romans 4 and verse 11, in Galatians 3 and verse 29, as well as the friend of God in James 2 and verse 23. By faith he did different things, and any one of which human wisdom would stagger. First, by faith, when called upon to leave his native land and home and kindred, he obeyed, not knowing whether he went, relying upon God for guidance and trusting him for the fulfillment of every promise. Second, by faith he became a sojourner, even in the land of promise, in which he had not enough ground to set his foot upon, Acts 7 and verse 5, and had to buy a burying place for his dead. Third, by faith, he looked beyond this for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Fourth, by faith, he became the father of Isaac and all of the faithful. We read in the book of Romans, chapter 4, beginning in verse 18, speaking of Abraham, who in hope believed against hope, to the end that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which he had spoken, so shall thy seed be. And without being weakened in faith, he considered not his own body now as good as dead, he being about 100 years old, in the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet looking into the promise of God, he wavered not through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised he was able also to perform. Wherefore also it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was reckoned to him, but for our sake also, unto whom it shall be reckoned, who believe on him that raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our trespasses, and raised for our justification. Now number 5, by faith, Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Abraham did not question God's ability to fulfill his promise that in Isaac all the nations should be blessed, although he had been commanded to destroy Isaac, for he accounted that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead, from which he did also, in a figure, receive him back. Sarah's faith must not be overlooked, for she too is a fine example of faith. She too was old according to nature, being 90 years of age, to become the mother of children. Yet she believed God when he promised her Isaac. She counted him faithful who had promised, and by faith she received power to conceive seed when she was past age. Hebrews 11 and verse 11. And so this concludes this Sunday school lesson on Abraham as a man of faith. And as I turn the page in our little Sunday school book, I come to the lesson that E.A. Elam had written for the Sunday of April the 15th, 1923. And the title of this lesson is Joseph, the Preserver of His People. And under parentheses, we see this is going to be a survey of Joseph's life. We're looking at great men and women in the Bible. First Abraham, and then Joseph. Now when we say Joseph, who do you think of first? Well, you may be thinking then of this Joseph that delivered his people, the one that was sold by his brothers into Egypt and then became second in command and was able to take care of his own people through the famine and bring them into the land of Goshen. That Joseph of the Old Testament, there is so much written about him. And it's one of the great classic stories of the ancient times. And we have it here in our Bibles to learn Bible lessons about Joseph. But did you know that there are seven Josephs in the Bible? Now, you might think, oh yeah, well there's another prominent Joseph. It's the one in the New Testament. And we begin to read about him in Matthew chapter 1. The one that had betrothed Mary to be his wife. And when he found out Mary was with child, well, he, being a just man, was going to put her away privately. But an angel came to him and told him, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And we read how this Joseph became Mary's husband, and he took care of his little family in their early days. That's one of the great men of the Bible as well, that Joseph. But there's another Joseph in the New Testament that you may not have been thinking about. Now let me remind you, that was Joseph of Arimathea. You remember it was Joseph of Arimathea that got the body of Jesus from Pilate and buried Jesus in a tomb that he had prepared for himself. It was a new tomb. And so there's that Joseph of Arimathea, this rich man that took care of the body of Christ after Jesus had been crucified. But there's another Joseph in the New Testament. And this one you may not remember. Remember when they were trying to replace Judas in Acts chapter 1? And they drew lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he took Judas's place. Do you remember the name of the man that the other man they were going to pick? Well, he had several names, but one of those names was Joseph. But then there's another Joseph. Now, this one's in the Old Testament, and you'd have to be a real Bible student to remember this one. We read in the book of, I think it's 1 Chronicles, when David's appointing singers of the sons of Asaph. And one of the sons of Asaph was named Joseph. And then there's two more. We read about them in Luke chapter 3, when you have that genealogy of Christ, that is the genealogy that comes by Mary. And if you read back into that genealogy, you'll find that there were two Josephs between David and Mary before Jesus was born. And so you add all of those up, that is seven Josephs. But the lesson we're going to study, of course, is this Joseph of the Old Testament. And see what we can learn about him. There are three passages suggested early in this lesson for us to read. One is about the birth of Joseph. It's found in Genesis chapter 30, verses 22 through 24. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, saying, Jehovah shall add to me another son. A second passage suggested early in our reading is Genesis chapter 37 and verse 2. And it says, these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and he was a lad with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought the evil report of them to their father. The third passage we're suggested to read early in this study is Genesis chapter 50 and verse 26, where it says Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. So those three passages, one about Joseph's birth, the other about Joseph when he was a teenager at 17, and the other about Joseph as the old man, 110 years old, who died. Now, there is a suggested devotional reading. Let me read this, though. The golden text for this is found in Exodus 20 and verse 12, where it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee. Come back to the next class, and we'll get into this study about Joseph, the preserver of his people. And whenever you have an opportunity, come by the meeting house of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff and worship with us.